Well, hello there. You are listening to We Own This Town Music, a podcast dedicated to showcasing new and notable music from Nashville and surrounding areas. I'm your host, Michael Eads, and this is volume 162. This episode, we continue to travel down the rabbit hole of local music that proves the thesis. Nashville is Music City, but it's so much more diverse than what Music Row would have you believe. I mean, for those of you that live here and listen to this, you know that. As always, I'll remind you that this show is part of the We Own This Town network of podcasts. You can check that out at weownthistown.net for all kinds of different shows. Lots of great stuff went up this week, including a Nashville Demystified episode where Alex Steed talks with journalist Stephen Hale about the death penalty in Tennessee. Not exactly a light subject, but one that should not go undiscussed. Capital punishment is gnarly, to say the very least, and Hale's insights are essential. It's a great episode. There's also some lighter subject matter from some other shows. Chris Gaines, the podcast, a show where myself and Ashley Spurgeon discuss Garth Brooks' odd decision to create a fictional character. Liquid Gold, they've just put up a new episode with Pat Halloran of Henrietta Red. Fascinating. They do a lot of movies and cocktail pairing. And Ladyland, where hosts Kim Baldwin and Marnie McLyman, the tour manager of Reba McEntire, have a chat about existing in that world. You know, we eschew from Music Row sensibilities here, but we are not going to shy away from anything Reba-related. I mean, Reba, you gotta embrace that. Long story short, there's a whole lot to enjoy on We Own This Town. By all means, please hit up weownthistown.net. We can be found on all the social networks at We Own This Town. That's Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all the standards. Thanks for all of the follows and the feedback lately. I'm really loving it. Feels great. All right, we're about to dive into the music here, and I just want to give you a little heads up. I'm recording this on Friday the 13th, the day before the episode is released, and let me tell you, it was an exemplary Friday the 13th. Lots of stress at my old day job. As I was recording, they decided to mow the lawn outside, so there's a bunch of really fun environment noise bleeding into the studio. I tried to wait it out. I couldn't wait it out. It's already 7 o'clock while I'm recording this. How late do you want me to work? So if I feel a little feverish while I'm speaking through the duration of the episode, that's why. It's no reflection on the music. I'm really proud of this playlist this week. It's fascinating. Nashville never ceases to fascinate me with the diversity of music. But enough with the Mark Maroning here at the top. Let's just get to some music.
Something, and you acted like you
Heartstrings from Creature Comfort off their upcoming album, Home Team. Set for release, I don't actually know when, but after hearing that, I am ready for it. The band recently played at Live on the Green after winning the Music City Mayhem competition. This single has a video to go along with it. You should definitely check out. I really enjoyed this, and honestly, I went in totally blind in terms of expectations for the band. I know what they look like more than I know what they sound like, and I'm really pleased with the results. I mean, I'm sure they are as well, but I'm telling you, the listener, wow. There's a twinge of melancholy to those vocals, but they keep it upbeat and even euphoric at times. That is a balance that is difficult to strike, but they do it pretty damn well. There's lots of little instrumental flourishes in there, and I believe I heard a single solitary triangle chime. That's one well-placed ding. Overall, it's just fine attention to detail, worth mentioning. Also worth mentioning, there's a lyric in there that says, "Gotta flip the record. It's a mean barn burner." I mean, gotta call that out. Love it. Keep it coming, Creature Comfort. Really enjoying what I'm hearing and very much so looking forward to Home Team. All right, next up. Was Ornament's newest single, Rayon City, from their forthcoming album, As Is, due out October 11th on Official Memorabilia. That song is downright delightful and, dare I say, jaunty? Ornament has always done a phenomenal job of capturing the best aspects of 60s, 70s pop and wrapping it up into a nice little package that feels instantly nostalgic but excitingly fresh. It's a great teaser for that forthcoming album, which I have to assume also includes the previous singles, Better Saturday and New Coat, but to be clear, I have no idea. With Ornament, it's entirely believable that they'd release a series of 7-inch singles and let those songs exist purely as singles, you know, in the 60s British pop tradition. It's not long now until October 11th, so we won't have to wait much longer to find out. The band is playing the East Room that same day to celebrate. Put it on your calendar. All right, next. Twin with Make Hard, their fourth single off of the upcoming full-length debut, Awestruck, out via French Kiss Records. The album will be released on September 20th, and it's been brewing for a long time. By my count, the press release for this record was hinted at back in March, and here we are, 7 months later, finally getting the goods. That's not a massive complaint, though. The band has been releasing new music all along the way, keeping satisfaction and anticipation at a maximum. If you haven't heard the other singles, Baptism, Holy River, or Waste yet, go look those up and you'll find that they fit very well with this one, Make Hard. Lots of shoegazy, dreamy guitar work with those pretty perfect vocals. I don't know how they're pulling that off. Is it doubling up? Is it just one person singing with just some reverb on it? I don't know. It's fantastic. There's a few moments in this song that do some really surprising changes, an octave change or just an off-kilter delivery that I really love. Please go back and listen to it and keep an ear out for those little moments. September 20th is closing in fast, so that record is right around the corner. I actually saw Twin play at the 5 spot a very long time ago, and it was a phenomenal set, honestly. I can't imagine how much it's improved over the months and months they've been spending on the road, and I would love to see them play again. Fortunately for me, the band will play at the Basement East on September 27th, so mark your calendars for that. I already have. All right, let's keep going with more new music. Was Rolling in the Aisle from The Nobility. This track popped up on my Bandcamp feed this week, and I instantly loved it. I actually ran into band member Stephen Jerkins by absolute chance this morning, and he informed me that this is an older track from many years ago, but it's been languishing offline as a 7-inch. So this is new to digital, but if you're a big Nobility fan, you've likely heard it before. Hey, but it's new to me, and it's delightful, so you get to hear it as well. I would speculate that I hope there's more new Nobility in the future, but the reason that I ran into Jerkins is because he was going into the recording studio that's below We Own This Town to record new music. So yeah, spoiler alert, the band is still active, and if those sessions were fruitful, we'll have more Nobility in our hands in the future. Great. All right, let's keep going.
Well, sister said to John, what the hell is going on? And all he did was turn up the sound.
Was I'm Okay from The Minx off of Light and Sweet, their debut record due out on Cafe Rooster Records September 20th. Look at all this great content I'm giving you right before the full release. It's like we're a real music show getting pre-releases. It's great. The Minx have been around for a minute. If you haven't heard them, they label themselves as Psychedelic Blues Band. That's B-L-O-O-S, blues. I'll be real. I generally consider anything labeled blues as a red flag. All I can think about is Blues Hammer from Ghost World and Steve Buscemi's disgust for it. But that's a bit of a derailment because this is not that. The label of psychedelic blues is a fun hint at their influences, but this is not Blues Hammer by any stretch of the imagination. There is certainly some blues infused into the song and the whole record, but straight up, it's a rock record. That guitar solo that sounds like it's decomposing is fantastic, and you can certainly imagine how the whole track would swell and explode even more than it already is here on the record when it's played live. The vocals from Nikki Barber have such a swagger to them, it's really hard to deny. The Minx are on the cover of the September issue of Honky Tonk Badonkadonk, the zine, and there's a really great interview with Barber about the band and the recording process in there. Go pick that up. As I mentioned, this album comes out September 20th, and the band will play the High Watt that same night. Mark your calendar. I hope you pick up on that running theme here. Okay, stylistically, let's switch things up a bit. That was Hear Me Now from H.R. Lexie off of their full-length album, Art Over Ego. Before we talk about the song, let's talk about the cover art. The cover art on this is stunning. It's like a depiction of an Eve-like character holding an apple, presumably a biblical reference, with two characters seated at her feet with their eyes shrouded by these hair mask configurations. It's made to look like a painting with a bunch of bodysuits painted very stylistically, but it's actually an extremely clever photo. I could go through every detail of this, but it no words will do it justice. If you find this on the internet in a little 150 by 150 thumbnail, find a way to zoom in and make this thing huge. It's really fantastically done. It just asks you to pore over it. And I think that's kind of the thing with H.R. Lexi. It's work that should be sat with. This track starts with that buoyant keyboard line and the floaty vocals, but kind of grows into this massively mournful piece. It's truly emotive. And I don't say that about a lot of music. I mean, most music evokes some emotion, but there's a real heaviness and heft to this track that, I don't know, it kind of called to me, for lack of a better term. The whole album has this vibe. It's kind of sparse and ethereal, but it's never lacking for your attention. The album is slated for release on September 20th or 21st. Had a hard time figuring that out, but the Bandcamp version is already up in full. I'm not sure if that was intentional or not, but I sure jumped on it. So if you're into hearing more of this, you can sneak on over to that Bandcamp and get on it now. But guess what? The band is playing September 21st at Mercy Lounge, and I suggest you mark your calendar. I know that's, again, the running theme here, but it's highly suggested. I saw H.R. Lexi play at the Basement a couple months ago. It was wonderful. The stage show and the spectacle of it really augments this music a whole lot. Definitely suggest going to that. I mean, I suggest going to all these shows, but don't miss that one. All right, here we go with more. Thank you.
that hear, skin that speaks, words that walk with hands and feet. But now I'm gone, now I'm gone, now I'm gone, that's what you say. Now I'm gone, let me go, let me go, I've gone away.
That was Stone Jack Jones with I'm Gone off the recently released Black Snake album. To give full transparency, that album is released on YK Records, which is a little indie label that I run, so this is, without a doubt, self-promotion to play it here on the show. Hey, it happens from time to time, and I'm being upfront about it. I'm extremely biased in my enjoyment of this and in my desire to have you hear it. But I still passionately believe that this is a good record, regardless of my involvement. But yeah, I am involved, so there's that. Black Snake is Stone Jack Jones' fifth overall album and takes a bit of a turn in the stylistic department for him. The phrase psychedelic country noir has been bandied about in describing the album, and I think it's rather apt. There's a dark noir vibe to a lot of the record, and it does involve some instrumentation that you'd expect from a country or alt-folk style record, but it's a lot more than that. There's plenty of guitars and layers of drums and little flourishes here and there to take it all in. I mean, this is a 6-minute track that we just got through, and I think it's amazing how it lets itself stretch out and gives itself that breathing room to kind of sit with you for a little bit. Obviously, Jack's voice is a rather unique element to the whole undertaking as well, and carries the whole thing beautifully. There's a video that goes with this song that is absolutely stunning. That is likely my bias talking, but it's great. It's linked on the We Own This Town site, so please go check that out, or, you know, type a search into YouTube and watch it there. That's what's on the We Own This Town site. It all goes back to YouTube. Everything always goes back to YouTube. Stone Jack Jones plays Dark Matter on Saturday, September 14th, the same day that this is released. So if you're listening to this the day it's released, because you're a loyal listener, get yourself to Dark Matter tonight, see the show with Luke Schneider playing his ambient pedal steel, and celebrate the release of Black Snake. Obviously, I'm going to be there, so come say hello. You know what you should do? You should mark your calendar. All right, and now we will end our show. The latest single from Wild Front, aka Josephine Moore, who you may remember from the band Only. That track was produced and partially performed by BJ Moore, also of Only. Is it a solo project? Is it a side project? I won't try and label it. I'll just enjoy it. This new single follows the previous single, Space Beside You, and a short EP of covers that was released before that. The two singles are pretty wonderfully dancey. I particularly like the guitar on this one. It's very dream poppy. Also, I'm fairly sure there's a whip crack sample in there that's tastefully done. I can't be sure, but I've gone back and listened to it several times and convinced myself that's what I'm hearing. The surprising aspect to this song is the lack of vocals. Moore's voice pairs really well with this style of music, as heard on the previous single, and it's interesting that they chose to release this as the second single. There's no fear here. I have full confidence in the selections that they're making to release Upon the World. It's a good indicator of what to expect from the full record, particularly that outro. That outro tells me that there's something interesting happening next, maybe on the bigger album, the full album. I think there's some surprises along the way. That's what I'm saying. Expect the unexpected from Wild Front. Hopefully Wild Front can use that as a little quote for their press page. Okay, I'm obviously been in a bit of a feverish state in this episode. I apologize for any odd rambling or phrasing. It happens when you have a long, hard week and then Friday the 13th kicks in. All right, hit us up at We Own This Town on all the old social networks. That's Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Send us DMs, messages, ats, whatever you want. We're always looking for new music. The music bed for this show is provided from Upright T-Rex Music. Find them at uprightt-rexmusic.com. I love those guys. They do phenomenal work in the music bed department. Just top notch. Can't beat it. Thanks for listening. Talk at you next time. Bye.